Section 6, review and approval of minutes. So Section 6, number 1, March 19th, 2025, regular session. Dr. Burns abstained.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes for March 19th, 2025. Regular session.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
And then Section 6, number 2, April 16th, 2025, regular session. Dr. Byrne and myself are abstaining.
I will make a motion to accept the minutes for April 16th, 2025, regular session.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Slow vote.
Opposed? Passes. Thank you. Sure, go ahead.
You gotta call it out first.
Since everybody's here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Section 7, the consent agenda. Ordinary, discuss, consider taking action on the listed matters. Any item under the consent agenda may be removed from independent discussion and action by a board member.
I make a motion to approve consent agenda, removing A1, A9, A10, A11, A17, A19, A20, A21, A22, A23, A24, A25, A26, A27, A28, A30, A31, and A32.
Second.
Okay, motion is second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
All right, make a motion to approve pending compliance for A10, A11, A17, A25, and A27.
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
I make a motion to approve pending inspection and compliance for A9, A19, A20, A21, A22, A23, A24, A26, A28, A30, A31, and A32.
Second.
Okay, motion is second. All those in favor?
Aye.
And last one.
Do you want to call a recusal?
So Dr. Thompson is recused from A1.
So I make a motion to approve A1.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
I've heard that. 47 seconds.
No, I have to wait. We can go to Section 5, Number 2, Board and Review, discuss and take action on Maria Bernal, possible unlicensed practitioner. That was, I believe, in the main agenda. There's the name of a business associated with that.
Do you have anything on this one?
Well, so there's Tracy? A detective that reached out, right? So, Tracy, I don't know if you have anything extra, but it looks like the detective was filing charges.
Right, exactly. Let's see. Well, which one are you on? I'm sorry. Are you on Bennett or are you on?
Maria Bernal. I guess the next
thank you. So, right, they were asking if we would do anything different or if we wanted to do an investigation. I know normally these things that we gather information and we don't have a lot of that we can do, and normally we would board to law enforcement that could actually do something. So it's kind of the opposite this time. They have they're taking action but asked if we would want to do anything on top of what they're doing. So
and this is not obviously a CBT year. A veterinarian.
She claims she was?
That's right.
She's going to school.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. That's what it was. Okay.
No.
Yeah. She's not a licensed person with our agency.
Right. Would we be limited to, Mark, just like a cease and desist? We'd have to open a C case.
Yes.
To do that?
Can we open and send a cease in the same motion or no?
No.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to open a case against Maria Bernal and Plug-In Pet Shop.
Second.
Or unlicensed practitioner, sorry.
Okay. Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Next month we have to do the possible cease and desist, right?
When it comes back.
It has to be agendized whenever that comes up. We don't know yet.
So eventually.
We can take, since Dr. Thompson is still here and she's the lead, we can go to section 5, number 4. Board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary emergency group complaint.
Main agenda.
I looked the night before and I swear it's in different areas when I'm here today.
It was a series of emails. I don't know if Tracy has anything.
I was just like, I like to usually have it open, but I can't find it. Oh, there it is. I see it now. In reviewing this, I think it's, I would recommend to just do nothing with this case. There's no actual doctor that's listed. It's a complaint about not giving penicillin and all the good things about penicillin and without knowing any specifics about the case. And then there's other, some political rants in there. I'm not sure it's a valid case. So I would move to just not do anything with it.
So there's no actual case assigned to it because we don't have a license holder that we can attach it to.
So no action?
No action.
Do I have the motion and vote no?
I agree, no action.
Just no action.
No action. Just agree that there's no action.
We're good, Mark. No action.
Okay, that's one. So if they didn't actually ever go in to see a veterinarian, so they have no veterinarian, but they were making a complaint against the premise, that would be the premise holder, right?
But there's no pet or visit that we...
Yeah, they're never engaged. My guess is this was a call-up, I need medications without anything else, and just wanted drugs.
Because the form got filled out, but there was no pet. Like, there's nothing was filled out. Like,
the complaint doesn't list.
Yeah.
And was given the opportunity to do it again and didn't. So.
Yeah. So you can't just go in and just get what you want. So, yeah. No action.
Mark? Section 5, number 3, board may review, discuss, and take action on pathway for pause. Stephanie Seitz. Possible unlicensed practitioner.
So,
vaccine and microchip consent form.
Yeah, so this one we have copies of something too, right?
This one?
Yeah, we have the paperwork here. So I would make a motion.
It's a nonprofit, right?
Yeah.
Was there any extra information, Tracy?
No, there's a pet here.
No.
Information.
No.
I mean, there's
that. There's videos.
Yeah.
Information just showing that this group just set up and they offer and advertise vaccines except for rabies and microchips.
So I'll make a motion to open a C case against Pathway for Pause and Stephanie Seitz for a possible unlicensed practitioner.
They claim to be a nonprofit corporation, by the way.
We have a
don't care.
A motion.
They're offering services to the public, that's all that matters.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and second to open a C case. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Thank you. Section 5, number 5. Board may review, discuss, and take action on Gary Bennett, possible unlicensed practitioner. I will admit that this one confused me a little bit, so I didn't know if... Tracy, if you have a little background on the letter or the who on this, I read to me as like this person was turning themselves in as I was reading it out. Maybe I was just confused.
This was an anonymous submission that they saw a pet at the premises and the pet owner was explaining to them who was treating their animal, had been treating their animal. And then, of course, there's rumors around that they have been providing other services.
So we would have to open a case to reach out to this person?
Yes.
But we do have, because we have the pet's name here, that 18-year-old retriever, has that client, we haven't contacted them, we don't have any contact information, or have we talked to them at all, or are they willing to deal with this?
So, I can't talk to anybody or reach out or investigate without having a case open first, so if you'd like to open an investigation, then I would reach out to them.
So I'll make a motion to open a C case against Gary Bennett for possible unlicensed practitioner.
Second.
A motion and second to open up a C case. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Okay. Board may review, discuss, section 5, number 6. Board may review, discuss, and take action on requests from San Diego Veterinary Medical Association to approve the 2025 Fall Veterinary Conference and Tech Seminar, September 20th through 21st, 2025. Looks in order. Every year it seems to be good and organized and great speakers and topics. Anybody have any concerns or feedback?
I don't know why they don't get race. Why do they come to us each year individually?
Because they have to.
I thought they can go through race and it gets approved that way too.
They could, but we're easier.
Oh, okay. That's why. Yeah. So okay. The race committee people.
It's a lot different. The process is a lot different now. Okay. So I would make a motion to approve. No objection.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Section 5, number 7. Board may review, discuss, and take action on equine dental practitioner application from John Denning. Dr. Byrne, you're the lead.
John Denning, case number 5-7. He has the appropriate certificate in the record there, so he's eligible. So I'm making a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. One more. Oh, okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. All right. We're good to move on to our next informal.